This is CliffCentral.com.
Here to do the things that, you know, we all enjoy. Yeah, there were a few technical difficulties. Sorry about that. Nah, there's a bit of rust after the December holidays, but we back.
We're back. We live now.
You know. Today we're in the studio with Kanisa to my left, of course.
What up? What up?
Our special guests today include the lovely Bobo. She's just been flown in straight from the US, so I mean, you know.
I know, I came in for you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
And we got Charlie Brown.
What's up, guys?
In studio. No, come on, dog. Something more.
Man, I'm hella nervous, dog. I be always nervous, dog.
You nervous?
I'm nervous and honest, bro.
At least you're honest, dog.
Yeah, all the time,
dog. At least you're honest, dog.
Lying don't get you nowhere in life, dog.
I agree with that. I can dig it.
All right. Lying. And drop. There you go. And obviously, today we're joined by none other than Big Mouth Boy. You know, I didn't even need to say his first name. Everyone knows Birdman Karabo's.
Hey, what is it, bud?
That is so funny.
All right, so guys, this is going to be a very special show for us. This is our first live show of 2017.
2018.
Boy, I'm still stuck. I'm
still December, dog.
I'm stuck in the yesterday.
Trust me, 60 days of December. You're doing it.
Can I tell you why, dog? It's because I've still been working.
Yeah. Oh, word.
Like, I didn't stop, like, in November when everyone stopped.
Take no breaks.
Who stops working, bro?
Ah, boy, I saw.
Them niggas obviously ain't getting no money, bro.
Boy, yeah?
I'm not. Yeah. No,
oh, yeah.
If only that was the way the world worked. But anyway, on a happier light. Guys, I'm too excited. We got two polar opposites sitting in the studio today.
We really do.
Like,
can somebody explain this to me?
Okay, I'll explain it. If maybe I'll explain it. We've got Miss Neo Soul. She's just
Miss Bobo serving all the looks.
Thank you.
Coming in with
Thank
the big
you.
Curls.
Yes,
but I'm woke.
But that's not what the polar opposite is about. By the way, it's not about the looks. Kanisa's just I don't know what. Kanisa's just throwing balance in studio.
Mate. Like, yo, like, dude, PM. We're all in the same WhatsApp group here. You can see what's going on. Just private message, dog.
I receive.
Okay, the polar opposite thing just comes in. Bobo's like, she's just like Neo Soul. And then Charlie Brown.
I think she's just different. I'm going to stick up for my boy, Archie. I think he's just different. I've known this nigga since, like, the beginning. This nigga's different. Not no trap nigga though. Not at all.
But I mean, you're also rogue. So someone rogue saying someone else isn't rogue. I don't trust that.
Wow, they just discredited me because I'm rogue.
But you got me, dog. I know. Nah, shout out.
Nah, but I can dig it. I can respect being unique, boy. Do you?
No way, bro.
I love it.
Nah, there's all love in the studio. There's all love.
So why don't you guys tell us a bit about yourselves? Let the people know who you is. Should we start with the lady?
Yeah. Beautiful people first, dog.
I'll start.
Talk about bones in the studio. I tell you, bones in the booth.
Thank you. I receive all of that. But yeah, hey guys, my name's Bobo. Some of you may know me as this fashion fiend on YouTube or Instagram or just somewhere on the internet, which is where I always am. I'm a content creator. I create branded content for fashion and beauty brands, and I'm a video director. I do fashion videos, music videos, and basically I create visuals and I serve looks.
Okay.
Yo, what am I even gonna say, bro?
Dog, I've seen some of the shit you put out, so don't come here with that.
Hey, it's hot now, dog.
No humility today.
You know what? I believe in you.
I'ma shoot. Let me shoot. No, bro. I do everything, bro. If you can do it on a laptop, I'ma get it done, bro. Like, fashion design, visual art, fine art, I paint, I do sculpture, design clothes, photography, graphic design, web design, UI design, I produce jazz, I play piano, I produce trap, I produce techno, I produce house, I produce whatever it is as long as you can listen to it.
So, to all of you that are asking, why would you put Charlie and Bourbon? We've got real creatives in studios.
For real.
Believe that, respect that.
Wow, thank you.
And I think that perfectly segues into our theme for today, which is what goes on in the creative space.
Ooh.
So it's a very vague term.
Do you want it? Do you want it off the record? Do you want behind the doors or
I want to make sure you give out. I want to
know how creative spaces are in America.
Yeah.
Like LA, New York.
Yes.
And I want to know what Papa Charlie Brown studio looks like.
It's Papacino, dog. Say the whole name. You gotta say the whole name. Papacino.
Papacino.
It's a
pretty
hombre, you know.
Okay, so yeah, you heard it, Gazi. I'm also here to learn, so I'm just gonna, you know, sit back. Guys, take it away. Tell us, Charlie. We'll start off with you this time. Your creative space.
You know,
it's popping, dog.
Yes, but you know, actually, am I gonna put myself on blast? Okay, let me think. Let me just smooth it out. It can be hectic, and it can be very calm. It just depends who's in the space and who's dictating what's gonna be happening and who's around there, who's trapping. You know what I'm saying? Because the art studio can also be the trap, and the trap can be an art studio. It just depends what y'all trying to get done on that day. You know what I'm saying?
That was
kind of poetic. I'm not necessarily gonna put people on blast, but you know, niggas be tripping sometimes in the studio, and so we don't want anybody to trip. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta keep it calm, dog. And
would you say that's part of your creative process? Then?
I wouldn't say that per se, bro, because you go through different how can I put it, mind states. You understand me? You know, some niggas blow some reef, they get high, and they work. Okay, then there's some niggas that smoke a cigarette, and that head rush bangs them. You know what I'm saying? And then he calms off and he goes into his space and it's quiet, bro. Utter silence. That guy's gonna sit there and not move for maybe 3 or 4 hours, and then he'll go out for a cigarette. And you got a chain smoker who's in there as well, just steady smoking cigarettes. But the ideas that are being bounced around, is there laughter in the space? Is there music playing all the time? What music are you guys listening to? What is setting the tone for the work that's being done? Because when I started studying fine art, a while ago, man. At UJ, the first thing that they said to us was, if you come here and you're not focused on who you want to be, the only thing you're going to leave here with is a drug addiction. And that's what they told us. After telling us that like 60,000 people applied for this shit here, and there's only 60 of us, and there's only going to be 10 of us at the end of the year, and that's exactly what there was left.
Oh, man.
You understand what I'm saying?
Man. That's chill.
And 5 of those people went to rehab before the semester was over at the end of the year.
Okay.
Another nigga offed himself.
R.I.P., Nick.
It's about, like, what is it that you want out of that space? Not necessarily what the space can provide for you. That's what goes on in my creative space, though.
That
is some real knowledge out there.
I love that.
Got goosebumps, man. Damn.
So, niggas actually shook now.
Apparently, Mans is also a poet and a storyteller.
Oh, I write as well, bro. I used to write for I Speak Hip Hop magazine. So, yeah.
We're gonna link after
shit,
this.
Who, yeah, which one of y'all got Charlie in and does not know what you're dealing with? What?
It's because I ain't got no followers, bro.
It's because
y'all niggas follow me, Charlie Brannick.
Oh,
so
you better follow that nigga, man.
Nah, you know what it is? Because real niggas move in silence, dog.
Nah, real niggas move in the street for real. I trend in real life, bro.
Thanks.
That's what it's about, bro.
Thanks.
I'd rather have people see me and know that my personality is real. Half the people that know me just know me because they've been hearing this and that. They don't know what I do. Nobody knows what I do. I'm just there. I'm always there. Find me at a album launch, I'm just there. What am I doing? Backstage a fashion show, I'm just there. You don't have to know anything. I'm trying to be Rick Rubin.
Boy. Yeah.
Alright, so
I trend in real life. That's a bar that's
via
never
the bars,
leave.
I tell you.
That's a bar that will never leave. I'm actually gonna put that on a shirt. I'm sorry. I'm stealing it from you, live on air.
No, go off, dog.
This I'm gonna put
that's,
on a
that's how you
bike.
Become an icon. You give something for the kids to eat up, cuz.
Can you freestyle? Can
you? Hard, dog, but
At the end, I'm gonna freestyle. Nah, Charlie, I'll even jump in if you jump in.
Get me back on the show. That'll be an exclusive. Get me back.
Charlie.
He's saying I'm wanted. Get me back. Call me back. Bro,
mansions, how many more sessions you want, my nigga?
Hey, bro, keep them coming, dog. Give me a show, bro. I'll do that too, bro.
Oh, whoa. I think we got a new...
I had my own show on BitsFM, actually. Like, I had a 15-minute segment where we did something like this, but, like, we was taking shots at everybody, bro. Yeah, for real, dog. We was taking shots at everybody, dog.
Oh, man.
All right, so, Bobo, yes. I'm sorry we kind of, like, the spotlight was just like...
No, this was
good. This was good. Hurt me, bro. You know what I'm saying? She's gonna hurt me, bro. We're doing little things,
man. Follow up after that, you know, after all those bars.
Serve.
Where do I begin? What are my creative spaces like? I mean, yeah. So I've been moving around. I started my creative journey in LA. Now I live in New York. I'm in Johannesburg at the moment. LA and New York are like polar opposite cities, especially as far as the creative spaces go. And of course it differs if you're black or if you're a woman, so that's the only experience that I can speak of. I would say LA is very like image gang. It's very much about who do you know, how many followers do you have. I did definitely feel that vibe, whereas New York is very much about like, what can you do for me? Like, what are we actually here to do? Like, how can we make money? So definitely, I also 100% resonate with what he said about just like the prevalence of substance abuse. So for me, I've become so particular about who I keep in my space and who is around my energy, because I keep it clean. Like I don't smoke, I don't intake anything. I'm just all about like mind, body, spirit, and just like being in balance and all of that.
That's beautiful.
So my creative spaces resemble that. I can't say that everyone's creative space does, but I do believe that you have to set a standard. So for me, I teach people how to treat me, and I teach people, you know, this is the standard that I expect in my spaces, and be responsible for the energy that you bring into my space. Cool. And so
that's beautiful, man. That's shaky. Yo, that's shaky. Pretty shaky, dog.
Nah, that's dope. That's dope.
So yeah, that's how my creative spaces are so far.
So there's literally, that was like polar opposite.
Yeah, that's yo, I even saved that, bro. I got that. That's on my phone. I'm gonna put on a track.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Man's was taking notes on you.
Out here getting inspiration.
Hey, don't play with me, dog. I'm swift with the technology, bro.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Let me know when it drops.
Yeah, don't worry. I got you. Actually, I just dropped an EP today.
You can't see me and Kanye right now, but you're on assault.
Should be live. I'm actually talking to the guy that's like helping me with my work right now. He just posted the EP, if I'm not mistaken. It should be on SoundCloud.
What's it called?
The Alone EP.
Okay.
It's about being alone, man. You gotta take care of yourself, cuz. But it's house music.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get on put on to house, so.
Guys, just keep on hitting us. Me with these.
Yes, we will.
These fire bombs, dude. Like, please,
stop
guys.
Stop being so shook, dear.
Guys, don't you have questions, bro?
Well, the thing is, you've blown my mind. Both of you guys are saying bars, you've blown my mind.
You can have my number, bro.
Don't get too hard on yourself now, Charlie. Come on, bro.
That time I was looking for you, dog.
Okay, so you guys both have different ways of, like, controlling your own game. And, like, that's very interesting to me because... I mean, any creative has their own way, but the reason we ask you to tell us a bit about your creative process is so that other people who may be less informed could maybe try some of your tactics and the way you do things to maybe, I don't know, make them a bit more progressive and, like, the fact that they're actually working on something.
Yeah.
Mm. So, like, what would you guys say to people that are coming up in the game now? What's that, like, that piece of advice that you'd give to them?
Would you like to start? I started earlier, yeah.
Okay, I'll start. I think the biggest piece of advice I would give is to always have an intention. I always ask people, so people approach me and they're like, this is what I want to do, how do I do it? And the first thing I always ask them is, but, like, why though? Like, why that specific thing? Like, why do you want to be a... director specifically? And a lot of people hit me with the, oh, I want to make money, or like, oh, it's lucrative, oh, Whereas I feel like that's just not a good starting point for a career. Rather, like, have an intention, you know, that is not outside of yourself. You know, like, be intrinsically motivated. And, like, if you start from that starting point, you'll flourish.
You guys get that word? I think it flew by a lot of people.
Yo, yeah. Listening to your voice is amazing. Super
lost. Yeah, I think, like, start from intention. So also, if you're not passionate, like, nothing is going to sustain you through your journey. So 100% you have to be passionate. And then you have to know who you are. And I mean, like, not in relation to anyone else. Like, who are you on your own absolute terms? Like, when you're stripped off of labels, like, who literally are you? I'd be like, yeah, if you have those three things, you'll flourish. Like, you're good. What do you say, Charlie Brown?
Hey, man.
I think we need the clicks.
Yo, dog. Some of that guapili, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
I think, bruh, first of all, doesn't make you happy. Like, I'm not really concerned about passions and whatnot. There's a whole lot of things that can be passionate offense. But yeah, there's a whole lot of things you can be passionate about. I watched this video of this guy who's super passionate about cutting bottles of water with the samurai sword. And that nigga does that shit, dog. Bro, he slices that. Yo, and he does it, bro, you know? And it makes him happy, bro. Now he's viral on YouTube. 1 million views, they pay you for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, does it make you happy? And intention is everything, bro. What is your intention? Like, how long are you going to last doing it, what you're doing? And if you want to be a DJ, when it becomes a job, are you going to be able to handle that? Because there's a point when you've been awake for 3 days just grinding, like back-to-back shows, and then in the morning you had to either go to work, which is your normal day job, or you had to edit all that work that you had, and then after that you had to go back to another venue, and that's just to make money, you know what I'm saying? And now that thing that you were passionate about, you ain't trying to do no more, you're just trying to chill, you know what I'm saying? And I've worked retail on and off for a while, and standing on the other side looking at everybody enjoying their life, and then also being the person that's on the outside looking at everybody that thinks you're enjoying your life, but you're actually fucking tired and you just want to sleep, you know, but you've got to get onto a plane now and go to another city, you know. So will you be able to deal with it when it becomes your job? You understand? That's two. And thirdly, I would say, holler at your niggas, bro. Yo, squad shit for life, bro. Like,
yes.
My friends manage me, bro. Okay, we all work together. We've got WhatsApp groups. We're always together. I work off my phone. I do everything off my phone because it doubles as a laptop. Get a good phone. That's what I'd say. Get a good phone and keep your ideas inside the family.
Yeah.
Because they're the people that are going to catch you when you fall.
Most important.
They're the ones that are going to keep you yourself. That's why I came with so many of my boys, because I must never pop off. I must never think that I'm somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Who was there shooting in the gym, dog? You know, who was there eating the cool beans in the trap house?
mad love to that.
I can respect that. I think my next question is kind of like, how did you balance all of it? Because you said yourself, you've done just about everything there is to do with the laptop. Two questions. How do you decide what you want to do next? And then how do you balance everything?
We just shoot ideas at each other the whole time, bro. The guys that manage me is Chaf Kwazi, the Cerebral guys. That's the 20th next weekend. Please come through, guys. Yeah. Brom Gods, you know, Brom Lords, Squad. But we just shoot ideas at each other because, like, I don't like money, bro. I've never liked money. I don't know how to deal with it.
Talk more on that.
It does nothing for me. It's just cash. There's cash and there's product. Okay. I did a lot of things in my life. Okay. But I understand things like that. There's cash and then you have your product. Your product will always cost more and be worth more than the cash. What am I going to do with cash, bro? I'm going to pay for stuff and then it's gone. You understand? But as long as I've got a product, I've got something. You understand? Yeah. I've survived for a long time in my life without no money, bro. I don't do nothing, bro. People call Charlie Brown to a place, I get there, I do something, don't pay me in cash. I don't cash. Give me food, dog. I ain't eating in a while, bro. Buy me clothes, dog. I don't like going to the mall, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can give my niggas all my money, dog, and let them micromanage my life for me, because all I am is a genius. I don't know what to do with anything else.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? Like, all I understand is qualitative data. The quantity of it means nothing to me. 100 stack is 1 rand, bro. It's all gone at the end of the day. The real money is in gold at the bank.
So
I give my brain to the people that care for me, knowing that they're smart and wise. you know, and that they've got intentions. They want something.
Some real shit, man.
If I can help, then word. That's all I'm here for.
I'm just an icon living. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Talent. Hey, yeah, yeah.
No, micromanage me. I'm a genius, cuz I tell you.
All I am is a genius. The mic hits the floor.
Drop that shit.
That's water.
Walk out the room.
That's exactly why these things are on stand. Right? When people come in and spit bars like
that. Yeah, they can't be holding no mic, bro. Can't drop no tripod. Nah, none of that.
Really?
Yeah, dog.
You've got some love from your boy Ryan Williamson.
A word?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, shouts to that nigga, dog.
Says you boys are raw talents.
Tell that nigga follow me. I follow him back.
Hey! How's it doing, Ryan?
Shouts out, dog.
Okay, so guys, you guys still have me shook, dude. Honestly,
yeah, bro, I'm not hearing your questions, though, dog. I see you guys got some shit written down. I like Bobo's voice, but like, just ask her a question.
Oh my god, no. I'm listening to all your gems, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, I actually do have a question.
I feel replenished.
This one's for Bobo, because I think the mic just needs to cool down a bit there. But Charlie Brown,
from that heat.
Steaming right now, guys, I promise.
So my question is for you. So you were born in South Africa, correct?
Yes.
And you moved abroad when you were however old. So tell us how you feel South Africa, the creative kind of industry or the creative space in South Africa differs from like LA and America.
Yeah.
And you also stayed in Belgium, correct?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Tell us a bit about that too.
I mean, yeah, I've just been just gallivanting around the planet. I was born in Joburg, moved when I was 5 or 6 to Belgium, moved back to Pretoria, and then moved to Switzerland, and then to LA, and then to New York, and yeah, now I'm in New York.
Globetrotter.
Yeah, I can't keep still. I need to keep moving always. But I love that question. I'm going to be a little controversial and say that.
We win.
Okay, as far as the influencer space or the fashion space, celebrity space, all of those three spaces, I do feel like over here it's a little bit monolithic. I'm seeing a lot of the same, you know, outside of like people like Trevor Sturman and Tony Goom.
That's all very true.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of the same, just like regurgitation of the same aesthetic. It's very like, oh, minimalism is in, so let's all hop onto that bandwagon.
Ooh, shots, my boy.
Which is wild because I feel like the minimalist movement was, it's Eurocentric, and so I do feel like it is a little bit colonial, like our creative spaces. I feel like there's still a lot of artists who are African, South African, who still aspire to that like Eurocentric standard and still measure themselves and their creativity by that Eurocentric standard. And I just don't really feel like minimalism is, I think it's a little bit un-African in that I think we're inherently colorful, we're inherently bright, we push boundaries. Not saying that cultural exchange is not good, but once it becomes a trend, then clearly there's like some sort of colonial problem at hand. So I think like that's our biggest issue, that was just a little bit of like neo-colonialism.
Yeah.
Just a smidge. But yeah. I also
say it
do
loud.
Think
Say it again.
I'm gonna add anyone, you know. But then again, you still have like the visionaries like Tony Goom, like Trevor Sturman. Not saying that you have to be Afrocentric in order to be like an African artist, but I do think like originality, just like, and I mean, I guess you have that all over the world. Like everywhere you go, there'll be movements and trends that too many people hop onto just for clout.
The clout chase.
Y'all do for the clout.
People really, yeah, and that's enough. And then just one issue that I see across the board is the lengths that people go to for hype or clout.
That's so true.
Especially in Joburg, bro.
There's a couple of hypebeasts in the room right
now. Quiet with that Gucci on your back.
No, it's a lot of image.
You better keep quiet with that Gucci on your back.
With that off-white, dog.
Basically, keep quiet with that Gucci on.
Yo, listen, I have never ever said I'm not a hypebeast. Stay true to what you are, my nigga.
Claim it, you know, preach. Own it. Claim
just don't be that guy saying I'm not a hypebeast, but I got Gucci on my back.
I didn't say I'm not a hypebeast. I said there's hypebeast in the room.
I'm just saying you shouldn't be that guy. I'm not saying that you are that guy.
You caught burns from your own fire. That's all I'm going to say.
But then, yeah, I also think, like, in New York and LA, that space is so, just the numbers are huge. There's so many more people in the space. So I think that also allows for more creativity and more originality and authenticity. So I think we'll get there. But I do just think, like, we still need to decolonize our minds as a country before we can, like, flourish creatively, economically, etc., etc. And I love money, so I'm a little bit different to Charlie Brown. I do think money is an illusion, but because I have to exist, like, in this capitalist structure for now, I fuck with money. So I enjoy making it. And I think we should all, like, flourish. Like, let's all make money as creatives.
Financial freedom, my only hope.
Yeah.
We'll make money. We'll all take care of each other. How's about that?
How's about that? How about that, dog?
So, yeah.
Yeah, shoot at us, bro.
I'm shook once more.
I'm shook once again.
You guys are hella quiet, bro.
Nah, dude.
I have another question for you.
Okay,
right?
it's gonna have to wait just a second.
Alrighty.
Just 1 second, cause we got something coming.
This is CliffCentral.com.
But we back. You know,
it's 2018.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's the start of the year. You know, there's bound to be a couple bumps.
Like, come on. We're only human as well.
Yeah, also, you know, December life takes it out of you. You know, you're tired.
Man's a bit rusty.
You know, like, the hangover's still shaking a bit. So we apologize.
Mom, he's lying. I'm not hungover. Me, I'm straight.
We're after. I ain't even gonna lie, bro. Yo.
Alright, so we back.
Back
with you know who.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you guys have
Charlie
been
listening, Brown and Bobo, for
these guys
you
have been spitting
know
bars for all of you.
Yo, dropping some serious wisdom today.
I won't lie, I was
damn.
Like, he inspired me by, with some of the shit he said. Got some bumper stickers,
yeah,
got some
indeed
t-shirts.
Jeez. Ah, we got a whole merch line
hey
coming
boy
out.
Really
no,
though,
you guys are actually too much.
I'm ready.
For record.
Alright, but back into the question. So the question I was going to ask you guys was, tell us about some of your biggest inspirations.
Ooh, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Basquiat.
I know, I love Basquiat too.
Everybody loves Basquiat. Gotta love Basquiat if you're black. So don't be that guy, dog. I'm playing with you, dog. Nah, my inspiration's your bro. Francis Bacon, Ye, shout out to Ye. Travis Scott, bro. Travis Scott is a damn visionary.
Yo, for real.
People mustn't sleep on Travis, dog. But also, like, the youth culture, bro. I'm just steady watching the kids, dog. Cause I'm old now, cause I'm 93, dog. You know, we was in the struggle for like a year. You know, it was hard, dog.
Struggling like people, in your nappies,
dog. Couldn't buy Pampers for myself. Yeah, bro. So, like, I just watch what the youth are doing. I don't like the Power Rangers. I don't like them Power Rangers looking kids with the Supreme everywhere and whatnot, dog. I don't even know who dresses you. But
why? Yeah. What do you have against Supreme?
I don't have anything against, like, pop culture and being a hype beast, but, like, I feel like if you're a part of something, do it. I'm about doing everything to the fullest extent of it. If you wanna live on the edge, jump off a building with no ropes and see if you can actually stick it. Do you have the balls? Mm. That's my lifestyle, you know.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't like, advise that.
I wouldn't advise living like me anyway. I don't even know how I'm still alive. I'm missing a two still. It's like 2018, dog. So, like, fuck, bro. But I feel like if you're a part of a culture, live it up, bro. Like, I look like a skater. I've still got my burns from skating yesterday. I fell the fuck. Yo, I fell everywhere, bro. I was drunk. But that's a skater's life. You know what I'm saying? That's what inspires me. Seeing people live... So I know I've been promoting my shit too much, maybe a little bit too much.
There's
but
no
like,
such thing, dog.
At Cerebral, I've been meeting a lot of kids from like NSA, bro, and like kids, just kids, bro, in high school, dog. And Somebody's been pitting on a cigarette box at the party the whole time. Where did you come with pains from? Nah, I just carried this shit in my bag. Who are you, dog? You walking around pinning cigarette boxes and then he leaves them around. That's the most beautiful shit in the world, dog. Just art everywhere. They're just creating art. That's what inspires me, is real people doing real shit.
I appreciate that.
On the
that,
daily,
bro.
That's what I look out for. Like, yo, I'm watching Japan hard. Do not ever take your eyes off Japan. Don't ever take your eyes off Japan.
I think we're all watching Japan. Yeah.
Yo, bro.
And Seoul.
Yo, Seoul. Korea, guys. Keep on the game.
Can I just make a point? Guys, I don't think it's necessarily about watching what Japan is doing. It's about the fact that Japan isn't worried what we're doing. They just on their own grind, bro. Like, they don't see us as any... Probably even there's enough people in their continent for them to worry about, you know what I mean? So I think
I took a bar from watching one of Usain Bolt's races. And you told him about not necessarily like watching what your competition is doing. I mean, there's not necessarily competition in art. What is art? But Usain Bolt turned around midway through a race and looked back at everybody and carried on running.
But he's showing them something that's different.
Oh no, look at me, dog.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Of course. And that's that's what Japan has been doing to us. Well, to the rest of the world.
Where do you think they're getting their references from? There is no such thing as an original artwork. Everything is taken from something, bro. We are always sourcing from one another. So I don't necessarily have to watch you so that I can grow from you. Yeah. I just need to know what you're doing so that I don't do it.
Whoa.
But why do you not do it?
Because I don't want to do what you're doing. You do what you're doing. What you're doing is beautiful. Do you?
But so if you're watching someone and you're inspired by them.
I could be inspired. What I'm inspired to do all the time is either to do me better or to do you better than you doing you. But I'm not trying to watch you to get that juice. I'd rather find out that you're doing that and then... Then I can watch you. No, not try to hop on, dog. We steady surfing.
Well, no, I'm not worried. I'm saying that in terms of like the try hop on is to those that the anger or the negative part of what you're saying would be directed to. It's that thing of like, okay, cool. We're going to make this move and we're going to run like this. Mm. But then as soon as we start sprinting and everyone's faster than that group, everyone from that group is trying to run with this group now. You know what I mean? You know, and that's essentially what I'm picking up from what you're saying.
I'll put it like this, dog. I've always like hopped off the wave. I've never been about hopping on the wave. So I had dreads. When I saw everybody's looking like Travis, I cut my dreads. I've been painting my nails since I was like 7, dog. Because I was a skater, dog. I've been listening to Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
But the moment I saw niggas was doing it in Joburg, I started taking it. I wore a suit, bro.
Fact. That is fact.
I try to stay as far away from the status quo. So that when you see me, I'm the only one.
I agree with that.
Sure.
You are quiet.
I agree with
that.
Except for Hunter, but he always talks.
Everyone else. Yo,
Hunter, you know that even small moments of silence was massive.
Just that breath. That's a lot. That's a lot.
I'm with that.
Nah, you're really firing shots, Hunter.
Man has left us with I'll do you better than you doing you already.
I do you better
at Charlie Brown XO on Instagram, plus my tape just went live now. I just got the message, you know what I'm saying? So
go download that,
please, guys.
Everybody in this room, get your phone out and download that tape.
What have you guys been up to? Tell us.
Just lately,
what have you guys been
currently working on? What are some of your exciting projects?
Well, 2018, I'm tripling my income.
Woo!
That's really what's been happening.
Bars.
But yeah, just staying. I love what he said about staying in your lane, because that's also just like a philosophy that I live by. Fundamentally, I don't believe in competition, especially in creative spaces, because like we all are individuals. I don't believe anyone can compete. So. Working on me, working on just like staying present, being creative, working on more projects. I'm finally done with school, so I can like dedicate more of my time and energy to like my art. And yeah, 2019, it'll just be like the beginning of the empire.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
No, Mr. Brown.
So shook, bro. I don't even know what to say, bro.
Fire and ice in the booth.
What am I doing right now? currently my main focus is these two, my bosses, Joseph and AJ.
Hey, shout out.
Shout out to the boys.
Shout out to the boys and the niggas on that side as well. Soft Gang, that's my niggas. We grinding, bro.
Shout out to the boys.
That's what we're doing, is grinding, like in every avenue. So Rebel is an event that we've started, and it's not only an event, it's a platform, and it's home for people that don't have a place to be because you're outcast. Being an artist to the fullest usually means you're an outcast.
True.
Travis Scott is sad. Every artist is sad. You're not gonna lie to me. That's how you started doing art. You might find happiness on the way and like getting to it, but the source of what got you doing art was because there was something you were running away from. And all those people come to Cerebral. I would rather that you do that than hurt yourself or do some stupid shit.
Do you believe you can be happy and be an artist?
Yes, I'm happy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm so happy. But I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
Smile.
Yes.
Teach the listeners how to be happy.
You gotta be able to smile for yourself, man. You gotta like your own smile, bro.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be able to.
Snap.
No filter, no pose. Just, we caught you slipping. You were smiling. You look great, dog. You need to know that. You know,
boy,
that's how you be happy, bro.
I know.
But like, what?
Crying.
I won't lie to you. Cerebral is crazy, bro. The resident DJs of Cerebral are crazy. We have
you there, right?
Hardcore. the artists that display there are crazy. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. It's crazy. You know, it's kids, dog. It's just kids doing their own thing. It's a party thrown by kids.
Millennial
kids.
Thing.
It's a millennial thing, bro. You know.
Of course.
So that's what we're doing right now, and we're looking to branch out. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do Sango better than Sango. This is gonna be a selection type thing.
Hmm.
But we're doing it bigger than them. You know what I'm saying? Because we want it. It's artists. Yeah. It's artists, it's musicians, creatives. It's creatives, bro, you know. And it's also a place that you can just be, because it's nomadic. We don't have our own venue. We move around the same way we move around in real life. That's how we're trying to keep it. That's what I'm working on. I'm also working on getting a normal job. You know, getting a normal job.
To pay them bills. You need to pay them bills.
That doesn't
bro.
Sound like your lane, man.
Every once in a while, I try it out, dog. See what normal people are doing, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that consume the media. So you need to know what's going on in their mind all the time, bro. Slide into an art agency, chill, junior graphic designer level at the Ogilvy, see what they're doing, and then quit and then blow their shit up.
It's fine.
That's what I'm doing, bro. I'm trying to. I want to do like some Ghost in the Shell shit. Got to do some research before you put out the art. So I'm working on like traveling as well, like getting out of the country, because we want to move Cerebral on tour as well around the country, you know, so that we can experience the different scenes and what's going on with the other hype beasts, and you know, you know.
That doesn't sound like your thing, man. Hype beasts, it doesn't sound like.
Oh no, but they consume. This is what you're missing.
We all consume.
Yes, but at that rate, how did they become hype beasts? It's because they consume the hype, bruh, and that's where the money comes from. That's who you're gonna sell. If you make one artwork and you mass print it. And the hype beasts eat it up. They're going to buy it all. Because who wants to buy a real artwork anyway, dog? There's one of it. I've got it. I can just print it on a beautiful paper, dog. It's going to look exactly the same. It's in my house. That's what's going on in the world, is the dematerialization and the devaluing of certain career spaces. Because I can design all my graphics on my phone. So what's a laptop? Laptop's gone.
He's
a photographer. Camera's gone. Kodak is dying, bruh.
Yeah,
people need to wake up as to what's going on. The whole world is digitizing. So you need to be steady sneaking around the whole game and seeing who's doing what and doing what, where and how and why, and how can I help this to help the people that I'm helping? Because at the end of the day, I'm always straight. I'm always going to be me. But there's people that don't know who they are.
It's a real job.
But how do you navigate as an artist? Sorry, I don't know why I'm asking questions.
that's the question. No, I was about to ask that.
You know? But like, how do you navigate as an artist if you know, these spaces are constantly changing? Like, how does that affect culture? Like, does culture even... I actually feel like culture has reached its peak.
Yeah, like, it has. Because of globalization, it has. Everything is everything now. When Lauryn Hill said everything is everything, she wasn't playing.
Yeah.
People need to understand the depth of things that are being said, the things that are going on. Yeah. People need to understand... shit is changing. In a couple of years, you're going to be able to live forever. Nanotech is coming out. It'll be able to reverse your But you don't want to believe it, but it's true, dog. These are things that we have to reflect on. There's going to be a generation that's born that won't die.
That technically won't even be born.
Like, now, understand, in that environment, what is art?
They'll just...
Because those niggas are leaving the planet. They've got technology to turn a whole planet into an artwork.
Oh, man.
Look further, bro. Always look further. That's the only way.
You guys are gonna turn back to this interview in a few years and be like, shit, this nigga was right.
He was right.
Oh, my God.
He's right. No, but I mean, dog, they've said these things to us over time as well, bro. Like,
but niggas don't read,
people,
bro.
Yeah, but that's the point, bro.
That's true.
That's the point, is that then
we
people
don't
gonna ask
exactly, bro.
That's what it is.
I mean, like, with everything that you said, Charlie, in terms of like how you see yourself as an artist and your nomadic feel to what you're doing, I mean, I've seen it firsthand. Like, I'm probably one of the only people that knows you like long, you know what I mean? But the actual aspect that I'm coming to you at is that, mate, with being nomadic, does that mean that you like break ties every single time you change, or do you just make sure that you got your relationship with those people and you're like, no, I've got what I need from this situation right now, let me go on to the next.
No, but it's not necessarily to go and
trying to come with your aspect of things.
Seriously, it's not necessarily to go and take, but to learn, bruh, and become family for real. Because another thing about being nomadic, you must understand, bruh, like, not everywhere you go is going to be hospitable.
Yeah.
And I'm even going as far as digitally nomadic, but like, you're going to hit social platforms where you're asking.
Not everyone's
going to
like you. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So you need to understand all those things, and you have to understand that you have to be genuine the whole time.
So the first thing that
you
gotta
be really,
yeah,
dog, you cannot change. Because if you change here and then you go here, people are going to be like, this nigga squad hopping, he's company hopping, business hopping, scene hopping.
Exactly.
You understand? It's not necessarily that. I'm learning. I am becoming more. How are you going to stop me from being more?
Exactly.
You understand? But at the same time, I can't just come there and be a face.
No, you
know what I'm saying? It's not about that, dog. It's like, no, it's about being a part, actually being a part of, like, if you're going to go to Kenya, bro.
Yeah.
And I want to go to Kenya and make art. I'm not going to go to the hotels. What am I doing in a hotel? I can't see the real life.
Well,
so I'm going to go to a village, bro.
You got to go to a market. You gotta,
bro. Yeah. I've got to be myself for those people. You got to immerse yourself in the culture, bro. Cry with those people. Laugh with those people. Eat with those people. If those people don't drink alcohol, don't drink no alcohol while you're there. Respect their home, bro.
Of course.
But what are you going to leave there with? Do you understand how much
the juice, the
tangibility of what you learned, bro? It's
so you
there,
just
gonna
go in
be
there
in
being
hand.
A sponge, just not to soak up and
not
like
exactly
not and not like to say that you're like stealing or taking away, but
leave some of yourself
you're
there
gaining
as well.
From it. You know what I mean too. Okay, nah,
it's like
I'm
that,
with
dog.
That. I'm with that.
Because let me give you an example, bro. The people, Khoisan, okay. Mm. When they kill an animal, they bless the animal soul and they return it back to the earth.
Yeah,
they're nomadic.
Now continue.
They take him. They take him back from the earth. They take him from the earth, but they always give back something, bro. They always give back something. That, have you watched Avatar? That movie with the blue people? Yeah.
I haven't, but I know of it.
That movie is exactly how I live my life.
Well, yeah, that's...
Be a part of everybody, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Deep.
I think we might...
I hope you guys have taken as much as we've taken from...
Go bless your souls with that.
Bobo, Charlie... Hey, you
like
guys
that
are inspirational.
That was some real.
You
things,
say you
guys.
Learn from the kids. The kids
are
learning.
The kids
are
learning today.
The kids are learning. That they are.
So
like
for reals, for reals, we just want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank
today.
You thank for having
that time.
Us.
So do you guys want to like plug
before we ride out,
put your Instagram handles real quick.
Tell everyone where
they
can
find
you.
Tell what you're doing.
Find you.
No. Go ahead.
I don't use Twitter, man. Twitter's a whole lot of. Rubbish. I'm on Insta Charlie Brown XO. I'm on Facebook Charlie Brown Papacino. You know, that's about it. But I don't mess with social media. I'm on SoundCloud Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown everywhere.
Actually, Google me.
Just
with the X on the O. Google me. You'll find some nice shit.
Okay. Do you have like a Wikipedia as well, dog?
You know what? We're working on that, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a Grammy, bro.
Okay.
Damn.
Do it, man.
You're going to get it,
I believe in you.
The world is your oyster.
I promise you're going to get that Grammy.
Bobo.
Yeah.
Your fans are listening anyway.
I'm on Instagram, @thisfashionfiend_. I'm on YouTube, @thisfashionfiend. I'm also on Twitter, talking shit always, Babida Badu.
As everyone on Twitter does.
I know, as we do. I think I have Snapchat, I have Facebook, but I don't really, really use them per se. So yeah, just find me posted up on Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube.
Okay. Nice. And yeah, we'll have a written article up about Charlie Brown and Miss Bobo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
www.themillennialgen.com. Hit it up. Hit us up on Instagram, The Millennial Gen. Twitter, The Millennial GN, because yeah, you know, someone got there before us. That's right.
Shout out to you guys as well, bro. You guys are amazing, bro.
We're just doing what you're trying to do, dog. Hey, trying to inspire and be inspired.
Let's just do shit, bro. You
know, we're doing it. Yeah, we are.
100%, like that. Claim it.
Find me at Your Majesty, and
you can find me at Kanye Palmer. And last off, we have
at Used to Be Hunter on Twitter. Came to me on Instagram.
All right, people.
Is it like you actually used to be Hunter, or is that like, I'm not
I
sure.
used to be Hunter.
All right.
You're still Hunter, my boy.
I'd buy my mother to you. CliffCentral.com